I am joined now in the studio by the boys from Chasing Echoes. Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
Hello. All right.
So you actually got a bit lost on the way here, didn't you?
Yeah, we just ran.
they have gone to extreme lengths to get here tonight. And they've got a few songs to play for us from their new EP, which I'm looking forward to hearing. So tell me more about you guys. How did you start?
Chasing Echoes originally was an acoustic duo.
Okay.
Which was when we were first called Something Simple for start with. It just started out with our other guitarist and myself, who can't be here tonight, unfortunately. But yeah, we were an acoustic duo, decided to get bigger. That's when we brought Dave Fald in, and an ex-bass player who left for the Navy. Then we ended up with Mr. Terry Lancaster.
Woo!
And after going through all like...
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
No regrets. So tell me more about this EP you've done. I was speaking to Terry beforehand, and you've done it at the Animal Farm. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, so it's our first, what would you say, professionally recorded EP.
Yeah,
We hooked up with the guys from the Animal Farm back in June, which has been good. Yeah, so we were in the studio, I think, was it August, September?
August.
Putting all the stuff down.
Yeah.
I think you can just, like, the input we had from him, from the producer and stuff, you can just tell our sound's a lot bigger now.
Yeah.
And we're a lot more pleased with the tracks than we perhaps were when we got them recorded before.
Yeah, they sound
just a lot more
beefy.
Yeah, a lot more professional, which is what we're going for.
Okay. Do you want to, should we play one of the songs off of that?
Go for it.
Why yeah? Not? Should we play track one, yeah? Do you want to introduce it?
Come on, Tell, you haven't said anything yet.
Yeah, go on, Tell, I'm not quite sure what one is.
Track one, Fragmental Information. Used to be our opener when we played live. It's not anymore, but
life's on. That was a great story.
Great story.
Well done.
Here we go then, let's take it away. The sound of Chasing Echoes with Fragmental Information. I'm joined in the studio now by three of the four members of the band. How are we all doing tonight?
Even better after listening to some good tunes then.
I'm cold.
A little bit cold.
Stop moaning.
It's warmer in here than it is outside, though.
That's true.
So you got to think about that, firstly. So tell us what you've got planned. Obviously, it's wrapping up towards the end of the year. So what have you got planned for next year?
I think we really want to hit 2014 pretty hard, to be fair. Try and get a few UK tours in. We haven't done one yet, really. But working with the guys from the farm now, they're big on getting us around the country. So that's going to be, I think, the main aim. Try and promote the EP a lot more. Music video to go with Fragmental Information.
Brilliant.
Be the first one.
iTunes. Yeah, that's the EP will be on iTunes in the new year.
Yeah.
Should probably get up YouTube a little bit as well.
Yeah.
We've got some plans for that, haven't we?
We're going to do a Christmas cover of as yet unnamed song. And a cheesy Christmas video.
Should we give it away? Should we give it away on the radio?
I don't know. Maybe
do a little teaser.
Maybe a bit later. Okay. Keep hanging on.
We'll maybe give some clues towards it. Who the artist is or something.
Yeah, it's about 40 years old. The song.
Yeah.
Fella likes to play the piano.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, he's done the right for himself. To be fair.
Yeah.
And we'll do a video for that one. Get that up on. The next couple of weeks.
We'll see if anyone asks. If anyone asks, if anyone sends us a message asking what it is,
then put up a message on our Facebook right now asking us what the cover's going to be,
and then we'll tell you.
Reveal all.
Yeah.
All right then. So, what about recording? Have you got any more plans to record another EP or even an album yet?
I don't. At the moment, I think it's more promoting this EP. We're writing a lot of new stuff. One thing we're going to look to do is. Try and get an acoustic cover set together.
Okay.
Earlier in the new year.
That's next on the list.
Yeah, more for YouTube, really.
Yeah.
Just to try and do songs that people wouldn't expect a band to cover.
Okay.
And then see what sort of reaction, and hopefully, because I think there's so much music out there now, it's hard to get someone listening to your original songs.
Yeah.
So if you can make, say, a dance song done by a band. Then you might hook people in more to then listen to your original stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing, because all like the change in the music industry, and it's all going down this like dubstep route now, isn't it? So you've got to try and grab the fans with the music they're listening to, and unfortunately for good bands, they're not getting listened to because everyone's listening to noise rather than actual music.
Well said, Alex. Well said.
I think if you can like cover something which people, you know, don't expect from a band, you know, it might open up their, you know, their range a little bit. Oh, that band did that song. Let's listen to them.
Yeah.
See what else they've got to offer. So I think that's the sort of angle we're looking at.
Yeah, I think we've realised that we've got to be really smart if we want to actually try and succeed at what we're doing. We need to think outside the box and do stuff that other people aren't doing.
Yeah.
And not be lazy.
Have you got any ideas for songs to cover?
We've got five songs that we're going to cover.
Can you tell us any of those?
Should we give one away?
We can give one away.
So we're going to cover "Wake Me Up" by Avicii.
Okay. And how are you doing that? Like as an acoustic song or
as an acoustic song?
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just working out at the moment, sort of how we're going to arrange it and sort of spin something new on it.
That would be pretty cool to hear.
What instruments we're going to use?
Yeah. You know? Okay. That should be pretty cool then. So, should we play the second track on the EP?
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
One of you want to announce it?
I'm pretty sure it's 3-1.
3-1, that's right, yeah.
3-2-1, take it away.
it's 3-1. It's 3-1. Tonight I'll be alone. It's 3-1. It's 3-1. It's 3-1. Tonight I'll be alone. It's 3-1. It's 3-1. It's 3-1. Tonight I'll be.
It is the sound of Chasing Echoes with 3-2-1 here on Phoenix FM. And I am proudly joined by the boys from the band. How are we all doing?
Really good.
Yeah, good, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were just talking about going up to London and gigs up in London. You were saying sort of like, you've played a few gigs in London, but it is hard to break the London scene, like getting into the bigger venues.
Yeah, especially with the parking.
The parking.
Yeah, don't break down.
Yeah, don't break down. That was a fun night.
I broke down many a time. Broke down in Soho.
You broke down in Soho.
Got a parking ticket. Got pulled over and breathalyzed by the cops.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Got bus too. It's a cracking night. Yeah.
Rock and roll for you, Tel.
Yeah.
It's the closest you're ever
getting. Yeah, I think so. I'm an outlaw already. Following in Keith's footsteps.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah, that's right.
So what about getting fans in? Have you got quite a big following in the local scene?
I think we're getting there. It's improving. I mean, we was it, how many did we get? We played Trinity's last month and there was 100 people there.
And we had about 70 of them.
Yeah. Which, like, the atmosphere was absolutely buzzing.
It was crazy.
Who'd you play that with, Trinity's?
There was a band called Straight Stratus Rock.
Yeah, they've just split up.
All
right.
And there was a couple of other sort of bands that weren't from that I've never seen before.
No.
Were you headlining it then?
No. They don't really do sort of a headline thing for sort of their general gigs.
Okay.
And you just pretty much have an order picked out of a hat. It's quite hard, actually. The local music scene is tough because not a lot of people are generally going out as much these days.
That is the problem, isn't it?
Even if you've got a big band at some places, there's not always a sellout. So, I mean, we were quite happy with sort of 70 people there, and it was quite busy. It's busier than I've seen it for a long time.
Yeah, I think it'll get there. I think it will start to build up more again.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it goes through every sort of 5 years. You get loads of people going to gigs, and then it stops, and a couple of years later, everyone starts going again, so...
Yeah, I think it's hard to find that balance, really. When you're trying to play local gigs, you can't... I don't believe in, like, you can go there one night, there another night, and somewhere else another night, because how can you expect people to come watch you, sort of, like, 3 nights a week, sort of thing?
Yeah.
So it's just hard finding that balance, you know? Like, I mean, we plan on sort of playing Chilleries. We love that venue. We're playing every sort of, like, 3 months, you know, and hopefully... Oh yeah, Chasing Echoes are playing during. Let's go see them again. You know, we enjoyed them last time. So yeah, I think it's just like hard finding that balance where, you know, you can go out and play locally, but not be
not overkill it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to just get stuck on the local circuit sort of thing. You want to expand, but you need to get. The local following is the one, isn't it? And then you can say to people, we're playing up in London, come and watch us, and then you will start. Because, I mean, 70 fans to come down to a gig at Chinnery's is very good. Like, a lot of the times there's venues that, like, they've got 70 people there for all the bands. I mean...
That's it, yeah. Well, I think we were all quite privileged to have...
Yeah, we're happy with that,
aren't we? Yeah, and you feed off it, didn't you? I mean, you can't describe to someone that's not in a band, you can never describe to them what a feeling's like on stage.
Yeah,
you just, there's nothing that beats it. And when you've got, yeah, like 100 people going mental for the songs you're playing, you just, it's just a high.
Yeah. It keeps you practicing every week, innit?
Yeah.
And so, how can we find your music? Are you on all the websites? Do you want to read out a few of them?
Yes, you can take it away. We'll let Tell take it away.
Most of the social media websites, you just go on there, and our page is Chasing Echoes Music, with no gaps. You've got Facebook, SoundCloud, and YouTube. We're also on Twitter. With @ChaseEchoes1. Yeah, you wouldn't know, man.
Technology.
Rich don't like technology, man. No. We're on a few other sort of smaller websites as well. There's a Beat 100, which is not so bad, but there's a website called Get Sung.
Yeah.
It's done by George Lineker.
Yeah, Gary Lineker's son's just started.
Okay.
And it's all about acoustic music, and is it quite a lot about covers and stuff like that?
It's really good, actually. It's just like you go on there, you put a video on, and that's it, and people can go on there and just listen and have a look on there. And I think they're starting to, I think through the social media stuff, starting to build up how many people they're getting on. I think their website crashed yesterday because Piers Morgan retweeted about it. And it crashed their website. So it's only a good thing, because if people are going on there and listening bands, then you can only hope that people stumble across your page and listen to a few tracks.
It's one of the better ones for original music.
Yeah.
Mostly it's all about original bands. That's quite good. So we're on there. And mostly Facebook. That's where we sort of run our
Facebook and Twitter
events and stuff.
Yeah.
Twitter.
We're quite active. I'm from Essex.
I'll let
Sam know. You've just found out you've got Twitter.
He's just found out Twitter exists. We'll explain.
So, should we listen to the final track off the EP?
That'd be incredible.
Who would like to announce this one?
I'll take this one, shall I? This is called Back in the Day.
almost every night.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is the sound of Chasing Echoes with the final track off their EP, Back in the Day. And I am joined in the studio now by three of the band. How are we all doing?
Awesome now.
Still just staying up, yeah?
Yeah.
Three great songs.
Not to be biased or anything.
Yeah.
Not modest at all.
You were saying your other guitarist has been tweeting you.
He's been sending us messages saying, sounds good, lads, keep going.
Yeah, why is he not here? Why is he not here?
Like a cheerleader.
Yeah, he's
been he has been grafting today, to be fair to him.
Terry has come from work, though, to be fair to him.
I have indeed, yeah. Commitment.
That is commitment.
Well, the fact I've got my own van helps.
Yeah.
He's stuck on the M25 guide.
I love you,
Dave.
Don't worry about it,
man.
Oh, I love you,
Abba Guide. Banner.
The response from the chat room here has been pretty positive. Everyone, I've got a few people asking for the song, so I think you've got a few people that
nice.
You need to sell them to.
In terms of like our Facebook.
Send us a message and we'll come around with beer. We'll play in your living room.
That's a promise. You need to have that written down.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Pardon?
We'll bring four pack of beer and a living room acoustic gig. Done.
Yeah, we've got PA system. We've got
it's all promised.
We can do that.
If anyone wants them, reply on the chat room now, and they will come round with some beer and some music.
Can we save it for the weekend though?
It won't be tonight.
Yeah, not tonight. Not tonight. We'll say they can have it at the weekend, maybe.
Yeah, that's no, we'll do it.
Yeah,
that's a promise. I'm actually writing it down right now on their register. I'm not sure they're going to be happy with me.
And a Facebook's Chasing Echoes Music.
Yeah.
They can like that.
We can.
Yeah,
we'll
just a message.
A selfie of me
signing this piece of paper.
Yeah, selfie's actually in the Oxford Dictionary as of today.
Word of the year.
Mm. It is, yeah, indeed. It was on the news just before I came on, actually. Bit of a disappointment, really. I've got a question here from Caroline. She obviously wasn't listening at the start, but I'll ask it anyway. She was just saying, how did you guys get together and how long have you been together?
So how long? It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's more
now
coming up to sort of like 3 years now.
Yeah, I think
well, like I said in the beginning, Chasing Echoes originally was called Something Simple. We was an acoustic band which started off with myself and Dave. And we just wanted to expand, so along came Mr. Wald over there.
Yeah, me and our old bass player were in a band together previously.
Okay.
Another Canby bass band that didn't end very well. And
acrimonious.
We won't go there. obviously we joined up with these guys and just started jamming and stuff, and all the earlier songs come together. And yeah, then our bass player went to the Navy.
Infinity.
Yeah, so we managed to get this guy
Thanks to the Ends.
Thanks to the Ends.
Thanks to the Ends. Yeah,
another shout out there. Big shout out.
Yeah. Another Canvey-based band, and they've actually just signed to Oil City Records, haven't they?
Yes. They're doing all right for themselves.
Have you guys spoken to them at all?
Yeah, we saw them down the studio last Wednesday. We practiced at the same studio. Okay. So we're always
have you
catch
spoken
up.
To the record label though?
We haven't.
We haven't yet. No, we're in the middle of doing that. But message to the Ends and Oil City if you want us. Yeah. We're ready, baby.
Write us a check.
People are replying now saying they have liked you on Facebook. One of the other presenters here has just done it. And you've got an offer to play a gig next summer as well.
Excellent.
Sweet.
Yeah. A friend of mine, and it will be in Basildon. If I'm right, yeah.
You can tell him we'll be there.
Excellent, we'll do that.
They will be at Infinity next summer.
I've taken a picture of the contract that we've written. We've all signed it, and I'm going to put it on the our Facebook and the Phoenix Facebook as soon as I get home.
So you want to sign it?
You got all signed this, and then
just sign it, man. You can't read my writing.
Don't do that.
Oh, Braintree, not Basildon.
Braintree.
Can you all get to Braintree next summer?
Yeah.
And you can play like a mini festival.
If Rich leaves now, he might get there in time.
Yeah, we had a few problems on the way here, didn't we?
We did, but I was following Dave Orr's directions.
No, following Apple Maps directions. And we all know the issues there.
I'm going to sign this for Dave Kidd.
Yeah, you have to use Google Maps to get here rather than Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Now Google's a lot better.
Google.
Can we just caveat so that
sponsorship, Google.
If we get asked to play like Glastonbury or something, then unfortunately we won't be able to play in Braintree.
I'll
just throw it out there now, just in case.
I don't think they're going to clash. I'm guessing there'd be different weekends.
If they were on the same day, we'd still play.
We'll play both.
We'll get a private jet down to Glastonbury. Yeah.
That's right.
rock and roll.
Glastonbury as a warm up.
Yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? So, talking of festivals, have you guys got anything in the pipeline for next year? I mean, we are a long way away now, but
it's funny you should say that.
No. it was a bit of a pain this year because I know you say it's quite early, but we started messaging people in like Feb, March, and they were already booked up.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that we need to.
Yeah. We've registered our interest. We've all
a few. Yeah.
One of them I do want to do next year is Village Green.
Village Green, yeah.
Run by, is it Metal South Ends? Believe that's what they're called. So yeah, shout out to them. We want to play.
Village Green, yeah.
Village Green, DLC.
Well, we'll literally do. We just want to sort of play to as many people as we can. So if someone wants us to play in their back garden, we'll do it.
Well, we've said that.
We've signed it.
So we're sorted. You've got a gig booked for next year now in Braintree. So
we'll play anywhere, anytime to anyone.
As long as it's not between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Without enough notice to book it off on Monday. I might be sick.
Work comes first, I think, still.
If anyone's from like work's listening, then work comes first. If they're not, then I'll call in sick.
So thank you for all coming in. Do you want to go through those addresses again, just so everyone doesn't forget?
Take it away, Till.
Our social media is... We've got Facebook, SoundCloud, and YouTube, and our URL or username is Chasing Echoes Music. We've got Twitter, which is at Chasing Echoes 1, and we've got Beat 100 and Get a Song. Just go on there and search for us, and you'll find us. Like our Facebook, send us messages, we'll play in your living room, in your garden, we'll do your birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, a lot. We don't care.
We don't mind your face being blown off.
We just want to play.
It's not a problem. Yeah.
Original rock and roll music.
Yeah.
So I need another contract to say that you guys will come back in when you've got the acoustic songs ready and play them on the show.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Go on, Till, take it away.
Yeah, we'll do that in about January time.
January time? Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Play.
Actually,
I'm not sure these are legally.
He's actually writing it down. I was only joking.
You're messing up his own schedule.
We don't muck around, do we? We get things done.
I'm putting an arrow
to the signatures.
And I'm taking
smart
picture. Yeah, I know. Efficient.
Well, thank you all for coming down. I know it was a bit of a pain to get here, but you got here in the end, and hopefully I'll see you all in January. So have a nice Christmas and a new year.
And
cheers,
Alex. Pleasure.
Thanks
for having us.
See you later.